This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Baaloscha. And in the Parsha, the Torah records the story of Pesach Sheni. There were a group of individuals who come to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is Perek Tes, Pasuk Zayin, chapter 9, verse 7. A group of individuals come to Moshe. And they say to Moshe, it's not fair. We were ritually impure. And therefore, as a result, we lost out on the opportunity to offer up the Karban Pesach. And they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? We want more than anything to be able to offer the Karban Pesach. We want more than anything to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this beautiful and dramatic way. Why should we lose out simply because we were Temeim Lenefesh? Simply because we were ritually impure? And of course, what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, okay, let me ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu consults HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and sure enough, Moshe Rabbeinu gives them over the laws of Pesach Sheni, the second Pesach, the makeup Pesach, that it takes place a month later. But the Tzaddik Gotzke Rebbe asks a simple question. He says, if you look at the Pasuk, and this is Perek Tes Pasuk Ches, so Moshe Rabbeinu gets the question, right? The people saying, Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? We would also like to be able to offer our Karban Pesach. And Moshe doesn't know the answer. He doesn't know the answer to it. So why should he? This never came up. So listen to what he says to them. Vayomra Leia Moshe. Moshe says to the people, Imdu ve'eshmo'a ma'itzav Hashem lochem. Just wait here, stand here, and I'll see what God has to say to you. Now says the Kutzker, do you understand the profundity in that statement? See, Moshe Rabbeinu was essentially telling the people, listen, I have a direct connection to God. I have a direct line. So hold on for a second. I'm going to put you on hold. Let me call the Ribbono Shalom. Don't go anywhere, because this is going to be quick. I'll get through them right away. Stay here. I'll get through them immediately, and I'll get back to you with the answer. So ask the Kutzker. The Torah, and even in this week's parasha, identifies Moshe Rabbeinu as Anav Mikol Adam. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's parasha, right? By the end of the parasha, Ma'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu is more humble than anyone else. He exceeded in the midah, the attribute of humility. This doesn't seem to be very humble. Telling people, wait here for a second, I got this. I'll call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I get directly through, I don't have to go to sleep, I don't have to slip into a prophetic trance. Panim al-panim, face-to-face, normal dialogical connection. Just hold on, I'll get you your answer. Says the Kutzker, where's the Anava? Where's the humility in that? And the Kutzker says something amazing. He says, Ela Adraba. The Kutzker says just the opposite. This episode is a dramatic example of Moshe Rabbeinu's humility. How so? The Kach Amar Lohem, Imdu. He tells the people, the group that came to him, I need you all to stay here together. Biglalchem, Bikochachem, Ubischuschem. Shetamdu imadi, the eshma'a ma'itzav Hashem. Says the Kutzker, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the people, Imdu, if you guys stay here, if the group remains here and you stay next to me, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead and speak to me. But, shimtelchu mipo, vitanichu osi levadi, but if you leave me, you leave me alone, you go your own, you leave me here, lo yeh bekochi b'schusi ladas ma'itzav Hashem. Then I don't have the merit on my own to warrant a dialogical connection or a conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So says the Kutzker, Moshe Rabbeinu's statement was not Chas V'Shalom a statement of arrogance, just the opposite. It was the most profound example of humility. Imdu, if you stay here with me, if you stay here, if the call of the group is here, Ve'eshmo'a ma'yitzav Hashem. When does Hashem speak to me? Hashem speaks to me when there's a cloud, when there's a group who are dependent on me. But if you guys go and I'm just here on my own, then at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to speak to me. You know, we see this by the Chet HaEgel. If you remember again, that when Moshe was up on the mountain and Klal Yisrael built the golden calf, so what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe? Lech reid kishiche samcha. Get out of here. Go down from the mountain because your people have become debased. And the Gemara says, reid, lech reid, go, migdulascha. Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't need you if Klal Yisrael is debased. You're only important because you represent the Klal, because you represent the collective. On your own, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're just like everyone else. Not totally, but you understand. Moshe Rabbeinu's importance was in the fact that he was the ambassador of Klal Yisrael to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu's importance was that he was the advocate of the Jewish people. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's importance. And therefore, says the Kutzker, when Klal Yisrael build the golden calf and God is on the cusp of destroying them, he says to Moshe, Lech reid, I don't need you. I don't need you. If there's no Klal Yisrael, I don't need you. And so too by Pesach Sheni, Moshe says, you have a good kasha. It's a good question. I don't know what to do with you guys. You missed the first Pesach because you were tamei. Now you're not sure what to do. Imdu, if you stay here with me, if the group, if the collective remains here with me, the Ashma'a, I will hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say. Because when you work for the Klal, when you work for the collective, that is when the Ribono Shel Olam speaks to you. That is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles for you. That is when the relationship is strong. And I think this is an incredible lesson. It's a lesson, first of all, in the Anivos, in the incredible humility of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he only felt that he would warrant or merit a divine dialogue if the people were with him. When he's alone, he's nothing. But when he's with his people, then Moshe Rabbeinu felt, now I'm a something. I'm a something and a someone who merits a dialogical connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I think there's a deeper lesson as well. Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us that the way to reach spiritual heights in life is through the service of the other. You know, sometimes we think that life is like this choice. I can either do for others, but that comes at the expense of my growth. Or I could work on myself and I'm not going to be able to be there for others. And people, we all feel this tug of war. And what the Kutzker is teaching us, what Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us, it's not a tug of war. The more you do for the other, the stronger you become. The more chesed you do for someone else, you know, people think, I'm doing chesed for someone else, I'm benefiting them. Me, okay, I'm losing time, I'm losing money, I could have been learning. No, no, no. When you do chesed for someone else, you are built up through that. When you do something selfless for another person, when you take of your time, of your resources, of your kochos, and you give to someone else, not only, yes, are you being a nice Baal Chesed and helping someone, but you're helping yourself. You're building yourself up. And says the Kutzker, the great secret of life that most people don't know is the best way to become the best version of yourself is not through doing for you, but it's through doing for the other. When you take care of your klal, when you take care of your people, when you take care of your family, when you take care of your community, when you look out for the other, when you say to people, Imdu, stay with me. I'm gonna help you. Stay here. Stay close. I've got you. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to help you. Ve'eshma'a ma'yitzah v'Hashem. Such a person who tells Jews, Imdu, stay with me, and I'll look out for you, and I'll take care of you, and I'll be your advocate, and I'll be there for you in whatever you need, such a person is able to say, Ve'eshma'a ma'yitzah v'Hashem. Such a person is able to hear the voice of the Ribbono Shel Olam ringing through his ears, ringing through his heart, and ringing through his soul. Life has to become about the other. We so often get so focused on ourselves, on our own needs, on our own lives, that it blinds us to what is happening around us. Sometimes it happens in our own mishpachas, that a person can be so self-absorbed that he or she doesn't even realize what's happening with their kids. Sometimes it happens in a marriage. Spouse gets so self-absorbed, they don't even see what's happening with their spouse. Community, I've got such problems on my own that I can't worry about what's happening beyond. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kutzker, teaches us this all incredible lesson. Imdu. Life is about telling people, I'm here to help. Stand with me. Stand next to me. I've got your back. And if you take the time to invest in others, if you take the time to help others, then ve'eshma'a ma'yitzah v'Hashem. Then you will be zocheh to hear God. You will be zocheh to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will be zocheh, Emir Tzah Hashem, to that beautiful, magnificent interconnectedness with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because doing for others doesn't deplete you, but doing for others builds you up into the best version of yourself. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Erev Shabbos.